Heavy storms helped California to almost eliminate extreme drought from state. California, which has been reeling under the grip of drought, has received respite due to the multiple storms that hit the state and elsewhere in the past weeks, helping it deal with drought conditions in several regions and filling up many of the smaller reservoirs. A long-term drought, dating back to the 2019 to 2020 winter, continues across California, the Great Basin, and parts of the Pacific Northwest, according to the National Drought Summary on January 10. However, the intense precipitation in California the past few weeks, particularly late December and early January, has significantly reduced drought intensity in California. Most of the state saw one category improvement this week. According to the January 12 drought map for California, regions classified as facing extreme drought conditions, dubbed D3, have almost disappeared from the interior areas of the state. In just a single week, the portion of the state facing D3 conditions declined from 27.1% to 0.32%. Regions classified as facing severe drought D2 fell from 71.14% to 46% during this period. During the past couple of weeks, 24.5 trillion gallons of water fell in California owing to a series of atmospheric river storms. Since December 26, 2022, seven atmospheric rivers have dumped up to 30 inches of rain in some regions of the state, filling up reservoirs. The heavy rains have resulted in small reservoirs getting filled in several communities across California. In, for example, the Marin Municipal Water District, in the north of the state, all seven reservoirs recently hit 100% capacity. Four of the 10 reservoirs owned by the Santa Clara Valley Water District are also full. Seven reservoirs run by the East Bay Municipal Utility District are 84% full. However, the largest reservoirs are not yet full, officials warn, because drought conditions in the state are not yet over. The Oroville Reservoir up north in Butte County, the second largest reservoir in California, is only 49% full, which is 90% of its historical average. Shasta Lake is only 44% full, which is 77% of its historical average. The sum of the state's six largest reservoir stores increased from 5 million as of November 30, 2022, to 7.3 million as of January 10, 2023. The National Drought Summary said. Only one of the six largest reservoirs is near its long-term average, and three of them hold only 43 to 61% of their long-term averages as of January 10. Drought conditions elsewhere. A study published in the journal Nature last year found that the past 22 years have been the driest period in the American Southwest's last 1,200 years. To completely get rid of drought conditions in the region, multiple seasons of precipitation at 120 to 200% of the normal levels are estimated to be needed. The current storm conditions are not, however, a guarantee that California's drought conditions would end soon. In December 2021, the conditions were very wet, which raised hopes that the drought was ending. However, the months of January, February, and March ended up being the driest in California's recorded history. The same happened in 2013, when a wet December was followed by a very dry January and February. Though big snow totals are welcome, there is still a long way to go before the critical April 1 total, said Sean de Guzman, manager of the Snow Surveys and Water Supply Forecasting Unit at the California Department of Water Resources, according to a news release on January 31. It's always great to be above average this early in the season, but we must be resilient and remember what happened last year. If January through March of 2023 turns out to be similar to last year, we would still end the water year in severe drought with only half of an average year's snowpack, he said.